So welcome to session six of the Mindfulness for Mental Health Carers. Today we'll be focusing on how mindfulness works for carers. So carers sharing their tips, and there'll be an invitation for you to reflect on what's worked best for you over the last 5 weeks and what you'd like to do moving forward. We'll also have some practices to share this session. In fact, we'll kick off with a practice after our introductions. So let's start by acknowledging and celebrating the traditional owners of the countries we're all in. I live and work on the beautiful Ngunnawal and Ngambri country and wish to pay respects to elders past, present and emerging, and also extending that respect to all elders and First Nation people across the country and present today. We'd also like to acknowledge the work of mental health consumers, carers and advocates past and present who continue to work towards a reformed mental health system. Carers Australia and Simply Mindful are inclusive organisations who celebrate people of all backgrounds, genders, sexualities, cultures, bodies and abilities. And these sessions have been developed with mental health carers. So we're really grateful to the Mental Health Carers Advisory Group for their input. The courses are part of a project seeking to promote and improve carers' wellbeing. And this project is delivered in partnership by Carers Australia, Mental Health Australia, Mental Health Carers Australia with Simply Mindful, and supported by funding from the Australian Government Department of Health. Also acknowledging what it's taken for you to make the time and space for this. So a really warm welcome to you, and we hope you find this helpful. I'm Megan Layton, and I'm the director of Simply Mindful. I'm a mindfulness meditation and yoga teacher, and I also teach things like positive neuroplasticity training, self-compassion. And I'm a mental health social worker, and I've worked in the mental health space for almost 25 years with all ages and across all walks of life. So I'm really honoured to be sharing some of this with you today. A little bit about how these sessions work. Please take good care of yourself and just do what's right for you, so everything is voluntary. You can return to these multiple times, and you can also use the guided practice recordings anytime. See if you can bring an attitude of openness and curiosity to the practices especially. So this is something inherent in mindfulness, a non-judgmental, open, kind curiosity. And this enables us to be open to learning new things. There's no way of passing or failing or being right or wrong or even good or bad at mindfulness. It's really about adopting this attitude of what happens when I do this and how might I adapt this to meet my needs in my life right now. Einstein himself said that curiosity is more important than knowledge. And he also said about himself, "I'm not especially intelligent, I'm just very curious." So I personally find that very encouraging. So please feel free to adapt things to suit you. And also we welcome your feedback. Please send your feedback via the Carers Australia website. So we know that mindfulness is beneficial, and we also know that it can be challenging. So when you finally pause and slow down, stuff can come up. So if you find that you need some support, there are contact details for free support services on the Carers Australia website. Please make good use of those. So how mindfulness works for carers? Some questions to reflect on as we go through the session. Have you tried any mindfulness at home over the last 5 weeks? And what's that been like? How have you found yourself already adapting it? How would you like to use it in future? So there's three main questions. Have you tried any mindfulness? How have you already adapted it? And how would you like to use it in future? And then maybe coming up with a plan for how it could help you in your life as you go forward from here. We'll come back to that a bit later. So let's start with a breath meditation, inviting you to settle into a comfortable position, tuning into your whole body, sitting here breathing and making adjustments. Gently reaching the crown of your head up towards the sky, letting the tailbone sink down towards the floor or the earth, and drawing your shoulder blades together behind you, opening the chest and simply breathing. Tuning in to the sensations of breathing. So not so much thinking about the breath as really feeling it, sensing into it, noticing the rise of the body on the in-breath and the fall on the out-breath. As best you can, just being with one breath at a time, noticing this in-breath coming in as it's happening, and this out-breath going out as it's happening. As best you can, just staying with this breath unfolding, inviting you to tune into the place in the body where you feel the sensations of breathing most strongly. So that might be the nose or nostrils. You may be able to feel the breath entering the nostrils slightly cooler and leaving the nostrils slightly warmer. Or perhaps you can feel the breath moving across the upper lip. Or maybe the place in the body where you feel the breath most strongly is the throat or the chest or shoulders, rising on the in-breath, falling on the out-breath. Or maybe it's the belly, expanding, rising on the in-breath and contracting on the out-breath. So just choosing this place to rest your attention, letting it be your anchor to come back to again and again. Or you may find you like to focus on the whole journey of the breath, nose, throat, chest, belly, belly, chest, throat, nose. And if the mind wanders off and you find yourself lost in thought, that's okay. It's what the mind does. As soon as you notice that, you're back in the present and you can choose to bring your attention back to the breath and just start over. So no big deal. Gently bringing that to a close in your own way and checking in, noticing how you're going right now. Noticing whether you feel any different or not. Better, worse, the same, and being curious about what that practice might offer you. So inviting you now to reflect on some ideas and tips that have come from carers over the last 5 weeks in our sessions online, and just see whether any of these resonate for you as we explore how you might like to use mindfulness as you move forward. So some ideas are to use sensory experience, so using touch, like self-massage, or smell, using fragrant oils or aromatherapy to soothe yourself. Other people use sounds, like recordings of rain, or distant drum beats, or soothing music, birds. Other people like using touch, so walking the dog, patting the dog, like, but really bringing their full attention to patting the dog or the cat as they're doing it. With regards to sleep, so one participant said, when I'm going to sleep, I say to myself, it's okay to go to sleep. If I'm needed, I will wake up. My carer's instincts will wake me up. And another person said, I'm really time poor, but I noticed that I've been taking these little moments, like when I have to take the dog outside, instead of being impatient, I sit down, I listen to nature, I feel the grass beneath my feet, and I'm just mindful. It's really calming and it's also really achievable. Another person said that when she's showering, she lets herself really notice the sensations of the water running down. And as they go down the drain, the water goes down the drain, I let my stresses run down the drain with it. Another person said, sometimes you might not get external acknowledgements as a carer. So I think being mindful of our self-talk and being kind to ourselves is really important. Little phrases to say to yourself like, I'm worthy or I'm doing okay, can make a really big difference. So that person's encouragement was, don't devalue your achievements or minimize what you do as a carer. Another person said, I'm going to try journaling daily for a week. And doing a bit of a brain dump with the journaling, so just getting worries and stuff out of my head so that I can set it aside and sleep properly. Another person said, I'm going to work on thoughts of gratitude prior to sleep, as I know that what you think about as you're dropping off to sleep influences how you wake up. A few people talked about the breath practice and they said they found that really helpful. So when things are hard, just taking little quiet moments to bring awareness to the breath was really helpful for them. Another person said, I put my hand on my heart and use a soothing touch and say some self-affirming words. So in that process, I'm tapping into my own good heart. And another person said, I put little pictures and postcards up on the bathroom wall to remind me of the practices that I like, that I find helpful. And that way I'm more likely to see them and do them. So inviting you to tune in now for another practice, and then we'll spend a bit of time reflecting on what might be helpful for you. So this is a kindness to the body practice, and you can do this seated or lying down. Really an opportunity to work with and care for your own body. So settling into a comfortable position, making adjustments to your posture, and letting your attention settle on the breath for a few moments. And this practice is in three parts, and you can do any or all of the parts. So just do what's right for you. In the first part, you're invited to bring to mind parts of the body or functions of the body that you find really easy to appreciate or that you like. In the second part, you're invited to bring to mind parts of the body or functions of the body that you have a more neutral sense of. And in the third part, you're invited to bring to mind parts of the body or functions that you have a more difficult relationship with, that you either dislike or you find painful or hard to be with. I'm going to meet each of these with some phrases. So to begin with, inviting you to bring to mind parts of the body or functions of the body that you find easy to appreciate, easy to be with, or that you like. And it's not about these parts or functions being perfect or being ideal. It's about your ability to tune into them and appreciate them. And they can be external things like eyes, or that you like your hair, or they can be parts of the body that you don't really see or really even feel. It could be, for example, your spleen or your digestive system. So bringing to mind as many parts of the body as you can that you appreciate. You might appreciate your ability to see, for example, and really enjoy being able to see, even though your eyesight's not perfect and you need glasses. And out of all of these parts or functions, tuning into the one right now that you find most strong or salient, the easiest one to be with, or the one you have the greatest sense of appreciation for, and giving it your full attention. Holding this part of the body in your heart and mind, and inviting you to repeat some phrases internally in words that are meaningful for you. So just choosing the phrases that resonate for you and repeating them in your own words. Holding this part of the body in mind. May you be safe and protected. May you be healthy and well. May I be a good friend to you. May you get the care and support you need. The nourishment. May you have ease. May I appreciate you and all that you do for me. You might like to bring other parts of the body that you appreciate to mind, making these same kind wishes. May you be safe. May you be healthy and well. May I be a good friend to you. May you get the care and support you need. May you have ease. May I appreciate you. May I appreciate you and all that you do for me. And then gently letting that focus go and bringing to mind parts of the body or functions of the body that you have a more neutral relationship with. Maybe you don't think about them or notice them much, perhaps because they're hidden or they don't hurt. So it might be, for example, your elbows or an internal organ that just seems to do its thing. And choosing the one that you would like to practice with, holding it in your heart and mind, and making these same kind intentions, repeating these internally in words that are meaningful for you, May you be safe and protected. May you be as strong and healthy as you can be. May you get the care and support that you need, the nourishment. May I be a good friend to you. May you have ease. May I appreciate you and all that you do for me. And then gently letting that focus go when you're ready. And bringing to mind parts of the body or functions of the body that you have some difficulty with. Might be because there's a limitation or a vulnerability, an injury or pain. Or maybe that you don't like the way they look. Or that there's been some difficult history with this part of the body. And inviting you, particularly the first time you practice this, to choose to work with a part that's the difficulty is a size that you can handle right now. So just checking in around what you're up for and bringing this part, holding it in your heart and mind and repeating these phrases internally in words that are meaningful for you. May you be safe. May you be as strong and healthy as it's possible for you to be. May you get the care and support that you need, the nourishment. May you have ease. May I be a good friend to you. May I appreciate you and all that you do for me. And feel free to stay with this practice as long as you like. Otherwise, gently bringing it to a close. Just reflecting and really tuning in and noticing what's here for you right now, what that was like for you and what it offers you, and coming back. So inviting you now to take a couple of minutes to reflect on two things. So one is any ways of mindfulness that you've found yourself using over the past 5 weeks or so. Ways you found yourself adapting it, integrating it into your day, what's been happening and what's been helpful. And then the second is, what is a practice that you would like to try for the next week, every day? So taking a minute to reflect on what's helped you over the last 5 weeks, what you found yourself practicing and adapting. You might like to jot that down. And also inviting you to reflect on what's a practice that you'd like to try for the next week as an experiment. Remembering that the practices really don't make much difference unless we practice them. We need to do things repeatedly because the brain gets better at what it repeatedly does. So what habit would you like to build this week? And it can be really tiny. Doesn't need to be something that adds pressure or takes a lot of time. In fact, it's likely to stick if it's something you can integrate that feels really natural in your life, as it is already. And I'd just like to share a quote from Jon Kabat-Zinn. So he's the person who designed and started the 8-week mindfulness-based stress reduction course that's very well known across the globe, and is one of the major sources of the current interest in mindfulness, because there's more than 40 years of research backing it up now. So he says, the practice, taken on in a spirit of self-exploration and inquiry, can transform our capacity to face, embrace, and work with and within the full catastrophe. But to make this transformation a reality in your life, requires that you take responsibility for adapting the basic practice so that it becomes yours, so that you own it, so that it fits your life and needs. So just a little sum up. Thank you so much for joining us for this final session. So today we practiced a breath meditation. We reflected on ideas and tips from carers, and we practiced a kindness to the body practice, tuning into a part of the body that we like, that we have a more neutral relationship with, and that we have more difficulty with, and bringing those kind phrases and intentions to it. And we've also just reflected on a practice that you'd like to try at home, a habit you'd like to build, and the ways that mindfulness has helped you or that you've found yourself adapting mindfulness over the past 5 weeks or so. If you're interested in participating in round two, if that's still ahead of you, that starts in July, 27th of July, and the dates are up on the Carers Australia website and you can register anytime. If you're interested in more mindfulness, there are tons of apps and resources out there. So here are just a few in no particular order. A couple of free ones, Smiling Mind. There's also an app called Insight Timer, which is the world's biggest meditation library. It has a huge number of recorded guided meditations on there. There are a few apps that are subscription-based, so they have a free trial, but then you pay a small amount of money each week or month. These are some good ones I've had good feedback from people about. 10% Happier, Headspace, and Calm. At the moment on Netflix, there's a Headspace series on mindfulness meditation, which is great. There's also a mindfulness meditation and sleep series done by Headspace on Netflix, which you might want to check out. Some people have mentioned the ABC class called Flow Yoga. It's a podcast, and that includes some short 3 to 10 minute practices. If you want to dive deeper and you want to look more at the research, there are a couple of ABC Catalyst Science Show episodes dedicated to mindfulness and MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction. There was one in 2016 called Meditation, Can It Really Change You? And there's one in 2019 called The Mindfulness Experiment. There's also a documentary that was published last year, 2020, by Shannon Harvey, an Australian journalist, called My Year of Living Mindfully. And this was is about her commitment to doing mindfulness practice every day for a year and seeing what difference it made. And she interviews lots of scientists. She does lots of research herself. She does the 8-week MBSR course as part of it. She does pre and post tests. So that's fascinating. And she's really frank about some of the challenges and also about some of the discoveries. So there are also 8-week MBSR courses running in every state in Australia, and they're probably one of the deepest dives, a great way of introducing yourself to a daily mindfulness practice. You can just Google them and they're available all around Australia in each state. Again, if you've found that you feel like you need to talk to someone, you need some support, please tune into those support services on the Carer Australia website. And if you'd like to check out the other Caring Through COVID projects, so the podcasts with mental health carers, the activity that's going on in the social media space, and that Carers Personal Wellbeing Index that you can choose to do. Thank you for joining in this mindfulness meditation series. We hope it's been beneficial for you, and we hope we can do more for you soon.